John chapter 18. I want to talk in this Easter season about this all-important question: what will you do with Christ from Pilate's perspective, and what he did and what he tried to do? The reason that question is so important, because what you do with Christ determines what he will do with you in the end. And he himself said that, if you deny me, I'll deny you. And let's look at what Pilate, the different ways that he tried to deal with Christ, and how many others have done the same thing. John 18:29, Pilate then went out unto them and said, what accusation bring ye against this man? They answered and said unto him, if he were not a malefactor, we would not have delivered him up unto thee. When I was meditating on this verse, I've thought of some people that were downing someone else, slurring someone else, and oftentimes they'd say, well, if you just knew what this person did, if you could just know, well, what did they do? And they wouldn't tell you. You know, they wanted to slur the person. That seems to be what they're doing here. Pilate said, well, what's the accusation? Let's get right to the heart of the matter. And they say, well, if he hadn't done something wrong, we wouldn't have brought him to you, if he weren't a malefactor. And Pilate's saying, well, what is it? And oftentimes people are, I've noticed that in husbands and or wives that are estranged from one another, they just, oh, this person has done something, it's just so awful. Well, if it is, then let's hear it. Let us judge. Oftentimes the reason they don't want to say is because they know it's so petty and small that it'll make them look small if they do confess it. And also in this story of these Jews coming before Pilate and trying Christ, I remember an incident sometime back, and this person was telling me, well, so there's all this group of people, and they're all saying that this other person did so-and-so. Such, they're slurring that he did so-and-so. I said to her, I said, well, are they willing to witness, testify against this person? Oh, no, none of them's going to do that. But wanted me to do something about it. How in the world am I? I wasn't a witness to any of these things. How in the world am I going to make an accusation if nobody else wants to testify? You know, one of the men accused in the Bible, he said, if I have spoken evil, bear witness of the evil. But if not, well, Christ said that at one point. But if not, why smitest thou me? You know, let's be forthcoming. And so they say to Pilate, he wants to get to the heart of the matter. What accusation do you have? And they say, if he were not a malefactor, we would not have delivered him up unto thee. Then said Pilate unto them, take ye him, and judge him according to your law. The Jews therefore said unto him, it is not lawful for us to put any man to death. So Pilate, the first thing he does is he says, I'm going to evade this issue of Christ. And you're coming to me with this. I'm going to dump it back on you. You take him and judge him according to your law. And perhaps when you look at the historical accounts of Pilate, you can better understand why he would say this. You take care of this. Of course, he apparently didn't realize that time. They wanted to kill Christ. And they didn't have the power to do that. They had the power to do some things, some judgments. They didn't have the power to kill him. And the Romans had to give the okay on that. And that's why they had brought him to Pilate in the first place. You see, Pilate had had trouble ruling over these Jews in the past. And perhaps his relationship was strained already with Caesar. Pilate had brought in a statue of Caesar when he began to rule over Judea, and had put it up on a pole and told those Jews, "Now you bow down and worship Caesar." That was common in those days, that worship of the emperor. And of course those Jews, that even the ones that the Pharisees that weren't exactly right in their heart with God, they weren't about to do that. They said, you know, that's the commandment. Don't make any graven image and don't bow down to them. And of course, this caused a lot of trouble and they just refused to do it. And eventually, Pilate gave up that idea and he took his pole and statue and got rid of them. Those Jews weren't going to do that. It was causing more trouble than it was worth. And also, there's the account where Jesus talked about that Pilate had mangled their blood with their sacrifice. He'd had to kill a bunch of Jews for whatever reason. And so he's saying here, "I don't understand you Jews. I don't understand your law. I don't understand your ways and your customs. And so if you're bringing Christ to me about your law, your custom, your ways, I don't understand that. Therefore, you take him and you judge him according to your law." And many a person has pled, "I don't understand Christianity." There's been many a person who said, "I don't understand it, and I'm ignorant, and I want to stay that way." They don't say those words oftentimes, but hey, if you're ignorant, it's no excuse. This is a matter of such importance. You'd better find out some things about it. But that's what Pilate, his first evasion was. "I'm going to dump it back on you since you know about that. I don't want to deal with Christ. I plead ignorance on this issue." And they were not to be deterred. They were more determined than Pilate was. In the book of Acts chapter 3 and verse 13... it tells us that, verse 13 and 14, that Pilate was determined to let Christ go. "The God of Abraham," it says, "of Isaac and of Jacob, the God of our fathers, hath glorified his Son Jesus, whom ye delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate, when he was determined to let him go. But ye denied the Holy One and the Just, and desired a murderer to be granted unto you." So Pilate, it tells us there, he was determined to let Christ go. The trouble was the crowd, the chief priest, and those that were plotting against him were even more determined than Pilate was that he was to be crucified. They had a greater determination, and they, no matter what Pilate said to him, well then, Pilate, that didn't work. And they said, "It's not lawful for us to put any man to death, that the saying of Jesus might be fulfilled, which he spake, signifying what death he should die." You see, if the Romans made the determination that he will die, their method of capital punishment was crucifixion. And that's what Jesus had predicted. "If I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men to me." Meaning, if I be lifted up on a cross, then I'm going to draw all the world to me. Then Pilate entered into the judgment hall again and called Jesus and said unto him, "Art thou the King of the Jews?" Well, there's another account that is given to us where that, I believe that's in Luke's gospel, where that Pilate said, he found out, they said, well, this man is preached in all of Galilee. And as soon as they mentioned Galilee, Pilate said, oh, is he a Galilean? Oh. Well, that's Herod's jurisdiction. Wow. Send him to Herod.
Yes, sir.
And Herod had been his enemy up to that time. Said, take this man here. Well, Herod was at in Jerusalem at that time, and they took him to Herod, but Herod sent him back. He didn't want anything to do with him. He said he had wanted to see Christ, but the reason he wanted to see Christ was he had heard of the miracles, and he wanted Jesus to perform a miracle for him, and Christ wouldn't say anything at all to Herod. He would not answer him at all. And they mocked him, and his soldiers made fun of him, put a robe on him and pretended like he was a king in mockery. But they sent him back to Pilate. You know, oftentimes people, when it comes to what are you going to do with Christ, they say, well, I'll let somebody else make that decision. There's people say, well, whatever Mom does with Christ, or whatever Dad does with Christ, or whatever somebody else does, I'll follow their leadership. But I don't want to make that determination on my own. It's a failure of leadership. You know, a leader has to be willing and have enough strength to make a decision. I found it interesting. The word Pilate means close pressed, in essence, firm. His very name means firm, and he was firm up to a point. He just wasn't firm enough. He was determined to let this man go, and he even made the statement, I find no fault in this man. After Christ, he asked him, are you the king of the Jews? And Jesus said, thou sayest it. After he admitted to his king, Pilate didn't have any problem with Jesus being the king of the Jews. Of course, I think he was somewhat mocking too. He said he realized Pilate was not as ignorant as he sometimes pretended to be, because it said he knew they had delivered him for envy's sake. And so in order to agitate them, antagonize them a little bit, he, when they brought Christ, he said, behold the man. And he said, your king, he said to those Jews. He knew that they had delivered him for envy. And he knew that was just to aggravate. He said that. But he tried to slough it off, first of all, on he tried to slough it off one way, and then he tried to slough it off on his enemy. He said, here, take him to Herod. Well, that didn't work. They brought him back. Herod said, I don't want anything to do with that. Take him back to Pilate. And Pilate answered him, well, verse 34, Jesus answered him, sayest thou this thing of thyself, or did others tell it thee of me? Pilate answered, am I a Jew? Thine own nation and the chief priest have delivered thee unto me. What hast thou done? Jesus answered, my kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence. Pilate therefore said unto him, art thou a king then? Jesus answered, thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. Pilate saith unto him, what is truth? When he had said this, he went out again unto the Jews and saith unto them, I find in him no fault at all. But ye have a custom that I should release unto you one at the Passover. Will ye therefore that I release unto you the king of the Jews? Then cried they all again, saying, Not this man, but Barabbas. Now Barabbas was a robber. And then Pilate tried another maneuver. He said, Well, I'll give them two options, but I'll make one of them so bad that they'll have to choose to let Christ go. I'll pick Barabbas, who was involved in rebellion, sedition, and murder. And I'll say, I've got to release somebody. It's the feast day, and that's the custom to do that. Now, who do you want me to release? Jesus or Barabbas? But again, he underestimated how determined that they were. He said, Let's take an opinion poll and we'll word the question to where they have to give me the answer that I want. But they didn't give the answer that he wanted. You know, there are some times when a leader ought not to take an opinion poll. There are some times when we ought not to take an opinion poll or ask anybody's opinion on some questions of eternal value. You know, there's some things that a committee or that a council can do well. Then there's other things that they're not meant to do and they ought not to do. If you look at the way I believe we're set up on a Christian basis, our nation is set up. We have the Congress, which is a council, a large group of men, and it's divided into two houses. And they make laws, and they set the perimeters, and they're the ones that's supposed to declare war. But when it comes to executing war, you can't execute war by committee, you know. They turn it over to the chief executive officer, the president. They say, now you execute it, and he does it through a chain of command, through generals, and so on and so forth. The lesson here is there's some things that there's some times when you can ask people their opinion. What do you think? And there's other times when you get in a lot of trouble. When you know what the right thing to do is, don't ask anybody else whether or not it's the right thing to do. When you know what God has told you to do, don't go asking, well, what's everybody else think? You know, many have said that, I don't know why he did it, I'm not going to judge Moses, but many have said that he should never have sent the 12 spies. I don't think if he knew the end result, if he had it to do over, of course, it's easy to criticize him in hindsight. He sent those 12 spies out there, and they came back, and 10 of them had an evil report. There's many times when God tells us to do something, we need to ask Him, as Moses did at the burning bush, God, how am I going to do this? Who am I that Pharaoh's going to listen to me? He said, well, what have you got in your hand? And God gave him a supernatural sign to use before Pharaoh. But here, Pilate, he asked the mob, let's take an opinion poll. And we're becoming a nation that's the way they want to run this nation. Since one, in their view, one person's opinion is just as good as another person, and it's not. A person that's ignorant of the Scripture, their opinion's not worth 2 cents. You know, a person who has learned the Scripture, not only learned them, but believes them and obeys them, their opinion is worth something because it's not just their opinion. It's based on the Word of God. But in this day and time, that's a lot of our politicians. It's just, well, 55% of the people say this, and 45% say this. You know, let me give an example of the stupidity of public opinion. One man said, never underestimate the stupidity of the American people. Well, let me give you an example They took an opinion poll and they said, the majority of the American people think that abortion is murder. The majority think abortion is murder. Then they said, the majority think that a woman ought to have a right to choose. You see, they're saying that it's murder, but if a woman chooses to murder, she ought to have that right to choose that. That's the contradictory opinions that many people hold in their minds. One opinion is not as good as another, and furthermore, we're not all entitled, as I hear that song. Well, everybody's entitled to their own opinion. The scripture said, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." It's not that we're all entitled to our own opinion. It's that we're all commanded to know the truth. And the truth will make us free. Well, he took his opinion poll, and the opinion poll was, crucify Christ, set the murderer free. And I believe that a jury just recently set a murderer free. The evidence points that way. What would they do with Christ today? Well, they're crucifying him afresh. Every time that they ignore his commandments and his words, they're saying, crucify him, because what crucified Christ? And you get many answers for that. But what brought Christ to earth to die was the sins of every man. Our sins all crucified Christ. And if we continue in sin, as Christians continue in willful sin, they're crucifying him afresh. Amen. Public opinion hasn't changed over the years. They would still cry, crucify him. And even if their other option is Barabbas, who am I going to release? Who am I going to set free? Christ or Barabbas? Here it says he was a robber. Another one of the Gospels said he was involved in sedition, rebellion against the government, and murder. So that's the option that he gave them. They cried out, away with this man, and release unto us Barabbas. Then Pilate therefore took Jesus and scourged him. And the soldiers plaited a crown of thorns and put it on his head, and they put on him a purple robe and said, Hail, King of the Jews! And they smote him with their hands. Pilate therefore went forth again and saith unto them, Behold, I bring him forth to you, that ye may know that I find no fault in him. Then came Jesus forth wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe, and Pilate saith unto them, Behold the man! When the chief priests therefore and officers saw him, they cried out, saying, Crucify him! Crucify him! Pilate saith unto them, Take ye him, and crucify him, for I find no fault in him. The Jews answered him, We have a law, and by our law he ought to die, because he made himself the Son of God. When Pilate therefore heard that saying, he was the more afraid. Remember, Pilate had been warned by his wife, Have thou nothing to do with that just man, for I've suffered many things in a dream because of him. So here his wife sends him this message. And then they start talking about he's made himself the Son of God. So Pilate was afraid and went again into the judgment hall and saith unto Jesus, Whence art thou? But Jesus gave him no answer. Then saith Pilate unto him, Speakest thou not unto me? Knowest thou not that I have power to crucify thee and have power to release thee? Jesus answered, Thou couldest have no power at all against me, except it were given thee from above. Therefore he that delivered me unto thee hath the greater sin. And from thenceforth Pilate sought to release him. But the Jews cried out, saying, If thou let this man go, thou art not Caesar's friend. Whosoever maketh himself a king speaketh against Caesar. And so finally, what determined to Pilate, what are you going to do with Christ, was the politics and the power of the situation. We're going to accuse you before Caesar. You'll be in danger of losing your position if Caesar finds out that you're letting this man who claims to be a king live when Caesar's the king, not Christ. And then he brought him forth, and he still tried to deal with this issue by evading it, saying, I'm going to wash my hands of this whole thing, and his blood be on you. And they said, his blood be on us and on our children. So he was still trying to, but he couldn't evade, because the ultimate decision rested with Pilate. He had the authority to put Christ in prison or set him free or crucify him. But he yielded out of fear and the politics of the situation that entered in. Well, as I said, all of us face the same decision Pilate did. What are you going to do with Christ? And we're going to face the same temptations. There's going to be times when trusting in Christ and being a Christian may cost you your prestige, your position. You may have to risk your career. You may have to risk friendship, family, wealth, whatever. But what you do with Christ is going to determine what Christ does with you in the end. And Pilate, I believe, is an excellent example to the temptations that every one of us are going to face from time to time. What are we going to do with Christ? That's the all-important lesson this Easter season. Amen.